Hey fans, it's Kay from the Derek and Kay Show. We're on vacation this week, so we won't be broadcasting live, but we've put together a collection of show highlights for you to enjoy until we get back. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back September 22nd at 7 p.m. Until then, enjoy the best of the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The future is now. The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
What the hell is this?
The name's right up there, you can read it. I can't really, tell what it's, but it's good. I like it.
Is this some, like, Russian pop band?
I think so. They're solid, right?
I guess.
It's totally awesome.
So weird. All right, well, before we go on to the hot topics, we should take a call that's on the line.
All right, let's do this.
All right, let's turn down the music and see who's on the phone. Hello, you're on the Derek and Kay Show. Who's this?
Hi, yes, we want to wish the Derek and Kay Show a happy 100th episode from everyone here at Tea Time with Benji.
Oh, thank you, Benji.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. Everyone's talking about Benji.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm having my Earl Grey tea for Sarah right now.
Oh, that's really nice.
Love Earl Grey. Sarah, he said he was having his Earl Grey tea for you.
You are so sweet.
Will you read me a bedtime story?
Sure, at some point, absolutely. What's I don't have any with me now.
What story would you like Sarah to read?
Twas the night before Christmas.
Twas the night before Christmas, yeah.
And all
cool. Through
the house.
It's very nice.
Not a creature was snoring.
Oh, man. You know, I did, I sang backup. We did like a little sound thing with Boston Pops on TV several years ago, and
uh-huh.
Ben Affleck was reading it, and he really messed.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Was it as good as when you're reading The Velveteen Rabbit with all the kids there?
Why did I? Oh,
so
man,
inside.
That was such a show.
So inside. That's such an inside joke.
Did you swear?
Years ago, Sarah read.
I think I remember this.
A version of The Velveteen Rabbit.
And there was a cranky kid.
There was a bunch of kids there. And they were just all
loud.
Over the place. They were walking behind Sarah all over the
stage. I remember that, yeah.
And,
there was some loud kid, too.
And Michael and I were in the back having a good laugh about it.
I think I was at my wit's end.
It was really hilarious.
Yeah, I think you were there, too.
It was like a weird room that
was
like
Derek
divided.
There?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
that
I was there.
That was at Brookline Music School.
Yes,
it sounds familiar.
I mean, it was so funny.
Yeah,
it was a show.
Damn kids weren't paying attention. Hey, this is the best story you're probably ever going to get, you little punks. Forget about it.
It was like a trampoline ride, man. I mean, one friggin' person up in the air and the other down. I mean, it was all over the place.
Benji, is the weather better than our weather where you are right now?
I bet.
I mean, it's like 53 degrees.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
This week, it's been like... it's in the teens.
12 degrees.
What are you guys, walking around with flip-flops and shorts?
Wow. I wish we were in shorts and flip-flops, but we're not.
Yeah.
It's freezing here.
Freezing?
It's freezing for you? Oh, my gosh. Come to Boston.
I have a friend who did time in the Antarctic who walks around in shorts anytime it gets over 35.
Well, that's a little extreme.
Yeah.
I think your cat is trying to get into the trash can there.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's emptied, but he might fall, though. That would be bad.
Falling would not be
good.
Wait
a minute. How'd he get up there?
He climbs the ladder now. You didn't know that?
Oh, I wish I had seen it.
Yeah, I'll show you later. It's amazing.
Gosh,
I didn't know cats
could
do that.
You got to video that and put that on your site.
Believe you me, I have.
The show is going in like 40 different directions.
Let's keep it.
That's good. It's ADD for 100 episodes.
North by Northwest.
We got Benji on the phone here. Let's
All right, let's talk about Downton Abbey. Ooh, another direction. Okay, no, I'm serious.
Downton Abbey's fabulous.
I just started watching.
I haven't seen this week's yet, so don't tell me anything.
Oh, no,
I won't.
Spoilers. I'm behind.
Everybody dies.
I think Sarah has... Are you watching season one, Sarah?
I'm in season two right now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, just early.
Sarah, do you watch MASH?
Do I... MASH?
Smash.
Oh, Smash. No.
With Catherine McPhee and...
Oh, no, I don't.
It's good.
Yeah?
You should.
Really?
You should.
Do you know any of these shows, Chris?
Good.
I don't know any.
What about Breaking Bad, Benji? Do you watch Breaking Bad?
No, I don't.
Oh, fantastic.
It is fantastic. It is fantastic.
All right, well, congratulations on your 100th episode. Have a great rest of the episode.
Thank you, Benji.
Thank you so much,
so
Benji.
Sweet.
Appreciate
Thank
the call.
You.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right.
Where do you think you're going, Benji?
That was awesome.
All
what
right.
a sweetheart.
He's a sweetheart, and he's awesome.
He's awesome.
He knows his entertainment tidbits.
Oh, he knows his stuff.
Oh, you're kidding. Really?
I am not kidding.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to start listening with my tea.
Yes. Yes. It's a listenable, and it's a good show. All right, down to the hot topic.
Okay.
These are the things we care about in today's world, things that are happening all around us that we all are excited about. So, in Hingham, Massachusetts.
Stop it.
A mother... is really upset at his kid, at her kid, because the 6-year-old son, in hopes of impressing the girlfriend, his girlfriend with quotes, took a, RJ Gumby says he's on Team Ivy.
Oh, right.
What?
Took some heirloom jewelry from his mother's house and then lost it. He didn't even get to show it to the girlfriend.
Oh, he's going to, like, give it to the girlfriend?
He's going to show it to her, I guess, and impress her.
That's weird.
Yeah. So she's offering a $500 reward. It says the items may be returned anytime without question, and she can be reached at dianedenap@verizon.net.
All right.
Wait a minute. Where'd you get this story?
Newspaper.
That kid. Okay. That kid took it to a pawn shop. He was playing got like a DS with porn on it.
Wait a minute.
All right.
Wait for it. Oh man. See, you set it up, and I couldn't. Wait for it.
Execution.
Oh, damn it.
Pack it up. Pack it in.
Damn it. All right. Maybe later I'll drive a clip out. A tortoise survived 30 years being locked in a storeroom.
Oh, my gosh. That's a long time.
In Rio de Janeiro.
But they're so slow, that's probably like a weekend for them, right? Is that funny? I don't even know.
What does she say on Downton Abbey? What is a weekend?
Oh, what's a weekend?
Mm-hmm. What is a weekend?
What's a weekend?
30 years.
Manuela the tortoise vanished from her home in 1982.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And was given up as lost forever despite a lengthy search. Manuela the tortoise has been found alive within 30 years locked in a storeroom.
Well, what did she eat? Let's talk about it.
I think they're saying that he might have eaten termites and licked condensation off smooth surfaces.
Oh, wow.
Check in 30 years to see if the hair ever gets out.
Good one.
We laughed at it, and it was cheesy. But we laughed.
He went for it. It's good.
I love punny jokes.
That's good.
Oh, that's great.
In Massachusetts, the Black Mental Health Alliance wants you to know that if you're going to wear your pants hip-hop style, you might get fined.
Say
you
what?
You look pretty good wearing your pants like that, don't you? Underwear exposed. Hip-hop style. Well, there's something you may not know. You can be fined up to $300, be placed in the state prison for up to 3 years, or be placed in the county jail for up to 2 years. You still think it's cool? It's the law. Pull up your pants. Respect yourself.
This message brought to you by the Black Mental Health Alliance of Massachusetts.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing. You know what we're going to need? We're going to need to isolate the pull up your pants.
Pull up your pants.
That was good. That reminds me of this.
Stomp your feet.
Stomp your pants.
Wait, what's the word someone that says shake your
pull
booty?
Pull up your pants.
Shake that booty.
Pull up your pants.
So what do we think of that? What do we think of that?
Stop
you know, I
that.
Heard this story a while ago.
The cat is in the studio. This is a real problem.
The cat is eating
boy.
The jalapenos.
He likes jalapenos now.
By the way, Benji wants to know if you and him can be BFFs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, sure. Yeah, man.
There
yeah.
you go.
Okay, so in Massachusetts, the only legal way to sleep.
Look at the cat is about to jump off the counter for these jalapenos.
So the only legal way.
This is fucking stuff.
The only legal way to sleep is with your pants on, pulled up. Just keep that clear.
Wait, where is it? Oh, I moved
it. The show has come to a screeching halt.
Oh,
wait
boy.
A minute. How often on a weekly basis do you see a man... How often, Kate, look at your face. How often on a
week? Look at my face. How can I look at my face?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Put your hand up like a mirror and imagine.
All right, listen. All right, in all seriousness. How often a week do you see a man who needs to pull his pants up on the tee?
Oh, often.
All the time.
Well, not anymore now that it's cold.
Well, that wasn't a plumber?
No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. I think the worst is when you go into a diner, right,
mm-hmm.
Derek?
Yeah, I like to try to slip things in there. That's always my thing. Like throw a peanut in there.
I
can't drop a nut.
This dance that you're doing with the cat, I think it's very productive.
Remember the...
Dancing isn't about production. It's about having fun.
Remember the Waitley diner? And Derek, like the old guys would be sitting on that. Stop it.
He's going to eat it.
He can eat it.
The cat is in the studio. Go.
Wait, he could get sick.
He ate a condom?
Wow. Wait.
Oh, wait. Someone else is on the phone.
Thanks. Save us.
The show is going downhill, and we have to take another call.
Oh, all right, let's do it.
He's eating the goddamn jalapeno. I can't believe
it. Holy fucking shit.
Who damned that jalapeno?
All right, hello, you're on the Derek and Kay show.
Hey, guys, Derek and Kay, this is Steve Cronin, one-time guest, long-time fan.
Yeah, hey, welcome.
What's up?
Hey, guys, just I got your email today, and I just want to say congrats on the big 100th app.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you so much.
You called the show just as it's getting out of control.
Yeah, you saved us, probably.
We were going down.
Is that why you called? You're like, I don't know what they're going to be doing. Let's call them and straighten them out.
Down. I wasn't going to call, but then I heard you guys talking, and I was like, sweet Lord, I have to call.
Well, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, we loved having you on.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Just wanted to say congrats.
Thank you, and we're definitely coming out to see Too Much City.
Yes, we're looking forward to that. When is that again, just for all the listeners?
Plug it.
Oh yeah. So this will be the last show of my little run of my one man show, Too Much City, and the last one is Thursday, February 21st at 8 p.m. and it's right at the Lily Pad in Cambridge.
Oh,
which is right
awesome!
In
yeah, I know where that is.
Inman Square.
Inman Square, the heart of Inman.
Yep. Yeah, super cool venue.
What's the date of that?
The ones we've done. February 21st, 8 p.m.
All right.
We will be there with Falcon.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Feb 21.
Yeah.
The feds? What? What?
Wait. Steve, do you know Mehran?
What?
Do you know Mehran? Mehran, the comedian?
Oh, we haven't met personally, but I've heard about him. He was a little bit before my time Boston, anyway.
He kind of
moved on by the time I got here. But I've heard he's really funny.
Yeah, he's fabulous. So Steve is at Lily Pad Feb 21, and I'm there March 8th with my improvisation group, The Meltdown Incentive.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
All right, we'll come to both shows.
8 o'clock. On the March 8th.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Steve, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem, guys. I just want to say congrats again on the 100th, and here's to another 100.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
All right, thanks.
Great to talk to you guys.
Thanks, Steve.
Good talking
to you.
To you
too.
Thank you.
And we'll see you soon.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Yep. See you guys.
What were we doing before that happened?
You were talking Hot Topics and
stuff. Yeah, we were watching the cat eat a jalapeno.
Oh, yeah. What?
Which
I mean, did
fascinating.
Pull up the pants.
Oh, the pants.
Yeah. So, what do we think of that? Like,
I don't like seeing those that baggy stuff.
I don't like seeing it either. I think it looks
terrible.
But when
you see the ass, like, you actually see ass.
No, I never see ass. I just see underwear.
No, seriously, if you can see ass.
Wait, can you guys explain to me how the pants stay up?
I don't know. It's a mystery.
Actually, it's a really good question.
It's a magnet.
I have no idea. Oh.
Magnet?
Magnet, there you go.
No. Honestly, how do the pants stay up?
Magnets.
I don't know.
I'm telling you. It's centrifugal force.
Chris says magnet. He's really going to town on that jalapeno.
Two for two.
That's the only food he's going to be allowed to eat.
How old is your cat again?
He is now, what's 6 plus 1? 7 months. 7 months.
He's a kitten.
He's just a kitten. He's a big kitten. He's probably bigger than some cats.
And I brought that spray bottle so that you could spray him.
Oh, hey.
You should fill him up with water.
Hey.
In the next break or something like that. Well,
I'm totally going to do that, but you know.
And ruin the electronics.
That's true. We got a lot of stuff around here. That's really dangerous. I'll let him eat a jalapeno.
You will?
Yeah, that's going to be the only thing
he
can eat.
Well,
that's
going
to hurt coming out. I'm telling you.
he's got to learn sometime.
All right, let's get back into the hot topic.
All right.
All right, Chicago Public School System has apologized for sending an email to parents that included a typo in a website that sent it to an erotic website as a result.
Wow. Great. Why does this always happen? There's a cereal box that had that, too.
This happened just on Wednesday, too.
Where?
In Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Okay.
Chicago Public Schools.
Well, What's the site so we can look it up?
It's it's actually, I can tell you the site. It's isbell.com. No, isbell.com. That's isbell.com. And it says, and when you go to the website, it says, oops, someone has been naughty.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you, CPS, for introducing Illinois mothers to Isbell, a new intimacy destination for modern women. Please click here to request an invite.
Oh, okay. Let's click.
Oh, well, I don't
Chris
wanna...
had something to say.
Yes, Chris. Go.
Well, you know, what are the odds? Like, you know, how much of the internet is porn? How many possible out of the possible ones?
Way too many.
Yeah, probably.
So the hit rate is, like, is high.
Is he done yet? eating? I'm sorry, the cat.
Well, as soon as the cat's done, I'll be licking the plate.
It's very distracting. It's messed up that I'm listening to that and looking at the cat at the same time.
It's kind of a weird combination.
Yeah, it's not good.
Bestiality at its best.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, boy. All right.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Getting back into it. Okay, slow news day in Iceland.
Oh, boy.
A noisy rooster reported...
Glacial?
Yeah, I know, right? Right?
A noisy rooster was reported to police in an Iceland town.
Oh.
A rooster which was placed in a duplex in an unnamed county, a community of Reykjanes Peninsula, in the jurisdiction of Sigurnas Police Department, was recently reported to police for having kept residents awake at night.
Oh, wait,
the
wait.
The report stated, huh?
Oh, sorry, pause. The name of that place again? Reykjanes? That's where the guy was with a snowman? Sorry.
Reykjanes?
I had to go there. I'm sorry.
The report stated that the rooster crowed at all hours of the day and seemed to become louder in the night, keeping people up or startling those who had managed to fall asleep. The police had a talk with the rooster's owner, who promised to the neighbors great relief to send it to the country.
Oh, that will solve that.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the hot topic.
Wow, it's exciting times. I'm glad you brought that to us.
Yeah. Slow news day in Iceland, don't you think?
That's pretty good.
I don't know. The only exciting thing coming out of Iceland is Björk.
Is she still making stuff? Making
music?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, the cat's getting down finally. I like the pause. Like,
oh, yeah. Getting down.
Getting down.
The cat is very distracting.
Oh, my gosh.
Should we take a break?
Oh, is it break time?
Yeah, I think so.
It probably is. Our final break.
Final and...
Oh, my gosh.
Last and final break. And a little bit of the BTR Bosch of the Week, maybe.
Oh, really?
Wait a minute. What about the chocolate cake experience? We haven't even enjoyed that for National Chocolate Cake Day.
We can have that while we're listening to the Bosch of the Week. And the lights are making me insane.
That drives you crazy?
I know.
You feel like it's swaying?
Yes.
Back and forth.
No, don't do that.
Oh, right.
Stop it.
It's almost like we're on a boat.
No, it's not. I don't like boats.
Become aware of the light.
No.
You move with them. You move back.
All right, let's take a break so I don't have to look at the light.
Become aware of your heavy eyes.
Stop.
Don't look at them. Look at me.
I don't want to look at the light. They're swinging.
Rum,
I don't like
rum,
it.
Rum.
Okay, we will be
out
right back.
Way out of control.
After this.
call The Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show. Hey, it is Derek and Kay Show, and we are back, and we've got more beer, and we're having a good time.
We are back.
Hello, testing, testing.
And our silent producer is no longer silent.
All right, so we got a mic on him.
Does his mic work?
Does it work?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
There you go.
All right, so now we've got a full studio.
On the porch.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable.
If you want to contact the Derek and Kay Show, you can in many ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio and pressing the like button. Follow us at our Twitter handle at dkradioshow. Visit our website, dkradioshow.com. And lastly, call us at 661-467-2416 if you have a question or a comment or like to chime in at any time. We are taking calls at all times.
Yeah, give us a call. Tell us what you're doing on the 4th.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good times.
Most people are just kind of hanging out, eating hot dogs and stuff.
Or sausage.
Or sausages.
Lots of sausage eating on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Sausages are yummy. What kind of sausages does everyone else like to eat?
Yeah. Let us know.
Call in and tell us about your favorite sausage. And what you like to have on your sausage, how your sausage tastes, what
yeah.
it looks like.
Do you like anything on it? Or just like it?
Just like naked sausage? You mean like just sausage by itself?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't
know. Is it like a thing with people like grilling sausage today?
They might be grilling it.
It's
just a barbecue day.
It's just regular barbecue?
Oh, this became a point of obsession.
Some people, I like sausage. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
All right.
Jay
on that note, it's time for Derek's Weird News.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
I got Derek's Weird News. I got Derek's Weird News.
Weird. It's like a...
Wow, that was pretty great.
It's like we're it's like we're producing a song or something like that.
Just get on with the Weird News.
Oh,
so she can shut up.
Oh,
whatever.
Oh.
I'm not a host of the show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is it...
Jay
All right, sorry.
Point taken.
thanks for the pop rocks, by the way.
It's not the Derek Kay and Will show.
Man, you're just on fire.
By the way, how
is
are
it
they?
Hot out here is a Kay Patterson.
How are the pop rocks, by the way?
They are pop-tastic.
Are they
Listen.
Popping?
Ooh.
Ah.
Sexy.
You like that?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You want to keep going?
Yeah. Can it be louder?
Can it be louder? You tell me.
Yeah, I'll turn you up.
Sexy pop rock sound.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when it's what flavor is it? Strawberry?
I don't. It's sugar flavor.
Sugar flavor.
Yummy.
Yummy.
Sometimes.
I like to lick the sides.
Sometimes I like to lick the sides.
What is that from?
It's okay. Believe it or not.
Oh yeah, here we go. Perfect.
Also connected to Gay Time. So it,
you should watch this video.
Whilst I was looking for Gay Time on YouTube, I came across this website of this gentleman. He's a gentleman of larger carriage, and he had no shirt on, and he was talking about Gay Time, and he said, sometimes I like to lick the sides.
So if I just search for Gay Time on YouTube, I should be all set?
Yeah, you should be all set.
Yep. Be sure to enter a password, though, when you do it. Yeah. No, it's good.
I had just poured a little bit of the drink into my mouth as he said that. I was almost doomed.
Yeah, so, you know, all you have to do is search for it on YouTube. You'd be all set.
Yeah,
I think
stuff.
A Google search would be better.
But it has to be, it's one word. It's Gay Time, like, you know, just one word. Gay Time.
It's so hard to have a gay time on your
Because it's so hard to have a gay... It sounds good, actually, Gay Time, doesn't it?
What that
depends on who you ask. What's in it?
Hold on.
What's involved in a gay time?
Kay's gonna take a look.
Sorry, I've taken over the weird news
okay,
for just
okay.
one moment.
Okay, we got 2 hours. We got a lot of time.
That's true. We can freaking do this a long ass time.
We have a gay old time.
Oh, okay. Golden Gay Time. I'm sorry, we didn't say the full name.
Oh, wow.
All right,
they don't say the full name.
That's true. But
at the end, I think they do.
In New Zealand, it's called Cookie Crumble, which isn't as fun.
It's amazing how different those two places are.
So
and they rip on each other so much, too.
They do.
Oh, me.
So it's described on Wikipedia as being a toffee and vanilla ice cream dipped in compound chocolate wrapped in honeycomb biscuits on a wooden pop stick.
Compound chocolate?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
What is compound
chocolate? I have no idea what that means.
Wax and butter.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good. Oh, there's even a Wikipedia entry for a Gay Time song? In My Bed with Duna? What the heck is that?
Is there another song that we don't have?
I don't know.
Wow. That could be pretty good.
Okay, it says track listing, love theme from Centralink, and then
wait, number two,
Golden Gay Time.
There's an album?
Yes. What is this? It says Megan the Vegan, or I guess it's Megan the Vegan. If you're
Megan the Vegan.
Well, it says Megan the Vegan,
Megan,
but it's really
Megan,
Megan
the Vegan.
I'm so postmodern. Mick Rock.
Megan the Vegan.
Could be Megan the Vegan. Folk Star, High on Life, Kicking the Footy with God, You're So Vague, Saving Myself from Marriage, Everyone's Got the Same Insecurities as You, Happy Cow, The Heart Song, and Folk Star Part 2. Don't know. We'll have to check it out later.
Are these all just like
wow.
bad knockoffs of like Motown hits?
No,
like you're so vague.
They're banned.
You're so vague.
In my
vague.
This song is about nothing.
I hardly have any idea what you're talking about. You're so vague.
In My Bed with Duna is the name of the band that we're talking about. So apparently
they
sang the Golden Gay Time song.
Okay.
It's so hard to have a gay
So that's them. Ladies and gentlemen, In My Bed with Duna.
It could be that great.
It's not too much of a song.
Coating.
Well,
it's a pretty good damn
it's good,
catchy
though.
It's a jingle.
It's a
good jingle.
Hey, that's a pretty memorable melody.
It is.
That's what you need. Of course you need this guy.
It's so hard to have a gay time on your own.
And modulation, that's good.
Yeah, get you interested.
So we're going somewhere.
Gay time. Yeah, so
wow. Well, there you have it.
That's your Australian trivia for today.
Wow.
All right.
That's good stuff. We'll get back into it.
Are we ready for the weird news? Get back into it. We haven't started.
I'll play this again.
Okay.
I got Derek's weird news.
Disappointed that there was no harmony this time.
Got yelled at last time.
Oh, no.
It's like it's a recording session. Guilt. No. I learned my lesson. On with the news, man.
All right. So, well, for those who don't know, this is the time when I play the chicken dance and I read some weird news and we talk about it. It's good times. All right. This first one comes to us from Pittsburgh. Here we have a woman who is settles suit over poppy seed drug tests.
Oh.
I guess she got she was eating a poppy seed bagel and didn't pass her drug test.
She didn't see the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah,
well,
she missed it.
Really?
Yeah, there was a whole thing about it, yeah.
The dark continent is no place for an addict, like.
So they actually her newborn away because she failed the hospital drug test. This happened in 2010, actually. I guess the case is just coming about now. She was able to get the the child back after a few days. I guess they're trying to get stricter on the drug testing procedures at the hospital. Anyways, that's what's happening in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, of course.
How many poppy seed bagels did she eat?
I know, right?
I feel like you need to eat a lot of poppy seeds for that.
Yeah, it just says one, but yeah, it seems like you
you're an opium addict.
Yeah, you're totally.
Clearly.
Yeah, that's why they got to look at the...
Poppy.
It's not
poppy. Do people say opium anymore? Is that a thing?
Well, I haven't heard that in forever.
I mean,
it seems
old
timey.
It is old timey.
It does, yeah.
She's
She was frequenting the opium dens.
Yeah, in Siam or
marijuana.
Siam.
Or Burma, you know. Yeah.
Oh my God. What's next?
All right, next story. This
you
one. Wow, this one.
Street interview. You want to? So
oh,
bad.
We kind of want to. Hey,
no,
everyone.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
We don't have long enough.
No,
we don't have
no, 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 no.
Then we're all five mics. Yeah. All right, next story. this one comes to us from Michigan. Here we have some Taco Bell news.
Oh, exciting!
This is weird news repeating itself. This always happens with the weird news. Taco Bell customers get cash instead of food. Three people who ordered food at a Taco Bell drive-thru in Western Michigan got more than $3,600 in cash.
What?
Yeah, I know. The Taco Bell employee mistakenly passed the cash instead of their order of burritos. I mean...
Wait, isn't this the second time this has happened?
This happened again. Yeah, this happened like a year ago or 2 years ago or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, with a bag
same exact,
and she drove through.
Same
and
exact
she,
story. I don't know where that happened.
What? You know what? I need to go to
Taco Bell
often because I love a bag of cash.
Sure, who wouldn't?
Instead of the food,
yeah,
actually.
The money was in a bag for a deposit for a bank. The customers actually brought it back.
In a Taco Bell bag?
And that's what's happening in Michigan.
Why is your money for your deposit in a Taco Bell bag?
I know,
bag?
That's totally crazy, right?
Like, what are you doing with your business?
You know, if I had the cash, I would have made a run for the border.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah.
Make a round on the border. You've never heard that?
No.
This is true Taco Bell.
I think
Bell
he might be a touch too young for
oh,
it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I was born in the 80s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you can see that all on YouTube.
Taco Bell is trifling.
Man, it makes it sound like such a venture. Like, are we going to talk? Like, because now it's like, let's go to Taco Bell. Like, feeling really fat. But before that, it was like,
yeah,
going to
Taco
Bell.
No, they've and got a like that too.
They've got you a new slogan
old...
though, don't they?
Do
they?
Yeah,
what,
yeah.
What is it now?
Okay, so it used to be
Yo Quiero Taco Bell.
Oh, right.
Right.
And now it's Live Mas.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like.
It's like Dos Equis or something.
No, it's not.
Like,
it's kind of
like they just chose a different, like, you know, easily recognizable Spanish word. And they figured, oh, mas.
Right.
So everyone knows what mas is.
But isn't that
is,
the same
right?
thing as saying, like, just get fat? Live mas.
Huh.
Like, oh, I don't
Let
know.
Me live
it's
guardo.
Like, it's like they gave up. You know, they're like, oh, we know what we are. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Get some refried beans. You know, make a run for the border was probably a bad choice of words.
Yeah, they ended that. It sounds very 90s. You think it was in the 80s when they did that?
We still got a problem with immigration in this country. Thanks, Taco Bell. That's where it all began.
Taco Bell.
At Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the bell.
Just the bell. I thought we had the dog somewhere.
I was expecting more.
It's a good bell, though.
It is a good bell. I was sad that they took away the racist Chihuahua dog.
Yeah, I know, right?
He was cute.
He was cute.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
It just wasn't very realistic, you know.
Talking dog?
Talking dog.
No, a dog that speaks in Spanish.
Espanol.
Come on. Wow.
Sheesh.
Sorry,
scaring the cat.
Yeah, I think you are scaring the cat.
Knock it off.
Sorry. Oh my gosh. I don't need this story anymore.
Okay.
Oh,
that went far.
It didn't go very far, but that's okay. I get to do it out here more than I can do it. I got paper now.
That's true.
It's pretty good.
You might hit the window next door or something. with a sheet of paper.
Well, now it could actually be classified as litter, though, if it's really bad. So.
Oh, for reals? We could get.
Oh, for reals.
We could get ticketed and stuff. All right, what's your next story?
Hell?
what's wrong, Will?
No. I know we have like an hour and a half left. It's not enough time.
It's not enough time for a while.
It's not enough time to explain to me what was wrong.
I think it's hour 15, but
regardless.
It is an hour 15 and 30 seconds.
Katie Patterson, shut up. Go.
What? My
wow.
show. My show.
Wow.
My show.
How about that?
My show.
My
All right,
show.
Next story. This one comes to us from Texas. Here we have a teacher that ends a picture day streak.
What?
This teacher
oh, I saw this.
Is wearing the same outfit in his school photographs at the end of 40 years
I
with his retirement.
This.
Wow.
I actually didn't see any of the pictures.
I did.
Did you?
Yes.
He 2 years in a row, this is how it started, he wore the same polyester shirt and brown sweater vest his first year that he did the second year. And I guess his wife dared him to do it again. Well, after the fifth picture, he was like, why stop?
Yeah.
So he kept it up. But now the 63-year-old is retiring from the elementary school, and he's no longer going to, well, be in the picture every year. And that's what's happening.
Literally and figuratively.
Texas.
Is he retiring the shirt as well?
I don't know. Yeah, it might be getting kind of old at that point.
Maybe he's like going to frame it or something.
Who wears something for
I
that
wonder
long
if it only too, fits. I'd be interested to see like how much of the, yeah, his body the picture captures.
Right, like
it could just be like from like yeah, the chest up, like the he's
it
got this
is,
huge
it's
gut.
It's from
that
the chest.
Fit
it's from the chest up.
Yeah, it's possible. It's just
oh,
like half
horrible
a shirt anyway.
It became a belly shirt.
I wish Kyan would just sit down.
You're showing off my man Griff.
He just keeps walking around.
Well, we always have a cat in the studio, I guess.
That's true. I guess this is it's keeping up with the trend.
It's so good to see him. I haven't seen him in a
I
long
love
time.
Cats.
Paddington.
You're free to visit Paddington anytime you want.
Oh, you pads.
I love
boy
cats. We're kindred spirits.
I think I got... So my dad got me one of these Furminator brushes.
Oh, those are great. Yeah, I've got one of those,
but
too.
I think I might have gone to town a
oh,
little
yeah,
too much
you,
on Paddington.
You can't do too much.
He might be bald in one spot on the right. I think I might have poned him
a little too much. Yeah.
Yeah, on the right, he's looking a little bald. But the hair just keeps coming out. When do you stop brushing, Derek?
When the hair stops coming out.
Well, that's never, because it's Paddington's
hair
is coming out forever.
I only do it like once a week and for a few minutes. I don't know.
Eventually, I was doing it for days and days.
Oh, the poor cat.
They loved it.
They do love it, yeah.
Yeah.
And then
that is not true. Not all cats do. The cat I lived with in Brookline, he kicked me out. he hated being brushed.
Oh, really?
Hated it. Hated it.
I think Athena kind of tolerates it.
Athena's really sweet, so I feel like, yeah, that's probably it.
Everybody loves, is like in love with Athena.
Well, it's because she's so lovely.
She's pretty, but she's got a...
She's like that hot girl that everyone just like loves.
Yeah, but I can see the trouble through the prettiness.
She's so trouble.
I'm going to stop you there. I don't know if it's just so much like the hot girl everybody loves. I don't think there's as much of a sexual implication
well,
with your
no,
cat.
No, not sexual implication. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but she's totally.
You know,
like,
I don't know what you're talking about. I never really know where you're coming from.
I'm not coming from a sexual place. I was talking about like a cute place. You know,
shake
like
that booty.
No, just a cat.
So we shake that tail.
We haven't heard anything from our silent producer in a while.
He is holding the mic though. That's good, and he did get his beer, so I appreciate that.
That's
thank
true
you so much.
I mean,
because I can't get out now that I boxed myself in.
Oh,
here.
God.
You did. You're like a guy in Germany who like brick and mortared himself in.
That's right. Also a weird news story.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I have to take a leak, I'm just gonna have to go off the side here.
Oh, that's not gonna be good.
I think Athena just, you know, really likes people, and that's why people like her. Yeah.
Kind of like the hot girl everyone likes.
We
well, the hot girl is more like just she's hot.
She's just
it?
Hot. Yeah. She doesn't. But
Athena
she doesn't have
actually
to like anyone. Actually, if she doesn't like anyone, that might make her more alluring.
Does that make her
right?
hotter?
Yeah, it might.
Okay,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Roundtable discussion. Does a hot girl who is kind of a bitch, is that more appealing?
Well,
no. Sometimes.
It sort of depends on who you are, I think, and who she is, for sure.
That's true. That's
no.
Right.
No, it's not.
That was like the most cop out answer
really
I could possibly
it.
Give, right? Like,
sometimes I like that a little bit.
What about if it's?
I kind of have a thing for that.
You do?
Sometimes, but I realize like right away. Oh, I see the pain in the ass part.
Is it more of a? What if it's crazy? What if it's more crazy than mean?
That could be fun.
I think that's a given.
I feel like that's something, you know, the hot girl who's
Will's
like
really
kind of
looking, like, puzzled.
The hot girl who's kind of a bitch thing is mm-hmm. like thinking she's really hot is kind of like a. It's like a high school thing, right? Like every high school guy.
Oh yeah,
is
definitely
into
a high
that.
School.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And then like there's still some of that, you know.
Well, because
like,
it, I,
right, like
I think it gets well. Here's why I think it gets confused with like confidence or like you know, I don't really care what people think of me.
That's
when
a good
really
point.
She's just a
yeah,
bitch,
yeah.
Right?
It's like
you're
yeah, man.
Bitch.
She's so hot. She doesn't even care how she is. Like no, she's actually just a really bad person.
We're hot.
I think there's got to be some sort of mathematical algorithm for like the hotness that the girl has, like going to her head, and how that translates into the bitchiness that she, you know, portrays to others.
Someone's got to figure that out.
Interesting, yeah.
Somebody from MIT listening.
Are you saying, like as hotness goes up, her confidence goes up, and so bitchiness goes up?
Yeah.
But like maybe there's
That's
some
really
cutoff point, like if she's hotter than a certain point.
Yeah.
Then
it's
like
there's
like,
gonna be like
she,
an X. They're gonna
it's
pass
like
each
X
other.
And Y axis
I think
going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I think so.
whole thing.
That's, that's definitely interesting.
Does this work for guys, by the way, Ken? like if a guy is really hot, but he's like kind of an asshole to you, does that work? I feel like
it
that works.
It doesn't work, actually. It
no, makes... no, but I mean, a lot of girls are like really into guys who are total assholes to them, right?
Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
It's
totally
like
a
the
thing.
Other, yeah,
absolutely.
It works the other way, too.
Those, they must have
and
bad
that's
dads.
Kind of a high school thing, too, right? Like,
that happens in high school, yeah. I think there's also something related to bad dads too,
yeah, yeah.
And they like, and they keep looking after that, you know.
Wait, are you saying like
you
if
say
I'm
bad
into
bad dad?
Bad dad.
No, no.
Are you saying if I'm into like bitchy girls, then I have like problems with my mother?
Maybe you have problems with your mom.
I don't think there's a connection there, but I
think let's ask Freud.
Guys get off scot free in this one, right?
Like, yeah, I totally think so.
I feel like if a guy is really hot and he's a tool, he's a tool. Like,
and that's
no matter,
all he is.
Yes, that's all he is.
Yeah,
but he's a hot tool.
He's a hot tool, but he's a tool. You know, I can appreciate a good
you, like
you know
a
good Albert covering,
like
huh?
A hot glue gun or something.
Like a hot glue gun.
Like a hot tool.
Like a branding iron.
Like a one of those welding torches.
Of every tool, that was the one that came to your mind first. Hot glue gun.
I think that's
like
the funniest of them.
Hot screwdriver
so.
Or hot drill.
There aren't such a thing. So. Hot glue gun is a real thing.
That's true.
You see, okay. He was
I'm
saying the parameters of
I'm,
reality.
I'm following you now, okay.
I know we might be spending too much time talking about this.
I like you. You're funny.
All right,
move on. To the weird news. this one comes
enough.
To us from Oklahoma City. Here we have a woman who gets inside. She gets stuck in a charity box. A charity donation box. You know, one of those clothing ones where you put the clothes in?
Oh, yeah.
She has to call 911 for help. A woman had to think outside the box when she found herself trapped. A lady stopped a while ago to see if she was okay. But I guess she was probably scared. So she sped off. This woman was trapped in the box for about 2 hours. She went in there to try to retrieve a tennis bracelet, and she said she had MS, so it was really kind of hard for her to get out. Eventually, the fire department was able to rescue her with only minor injuries, and that's what's happening in Oklahoma City.
So, her husband didn't give her away?
Oh, that's
pretty good.
Eve.
Nice, very good.
Attaboy Eve.
I thought it was funny.
So we actually have a clip of the 911 call, and this was also played on the news.
Oh,
so,
do you have the clip of the 911
yeah,
call?
Yeah, it's pretty
is
good.
Is it auto-tuned?
Not yet.
Actually, I was thinking of one of the auto-tuned the news ones.
Oh, that's fine.
Yes?
No, I don't want to tell the story anymore. I feel like the kid that just stopped the lesson in class.
Are you going to collect our homework?
Yes.
Will, do you have a question?
I forgot.
Oh, that's that breeze that you were talking about just now.
Yeah, there's a nice breeze, right? Yeah.
Now there is, right?
Yes, there is a nice
it's
breeze.
The sun, unfortunately.
It's a nice breeze.
You know what, though? It's not bad with the breeze.
It's not bad with the breeze.
Right, yeah, thank you.
I know we might be spending too much time talking about this.
By the way, where is James? He's supposed to be
where's
on the show.
I know, right? Like, how bad is it, really? James. Okay.
All right, play the 911
call. Okay, here we go.
Oklahoma City Fire.
Yeah, I am kind of in a particular situation.
Okay.
And I think I need some help.
A very peculiar situation. In fact, fire officials say it's their first rescue of the kind.
Or we received a call from a lady that was actually stuck in a donation bin.
She had dropped off 3 bags of clothes at the Positive Tomorrow's donation box on Southeast 44th Saturday night. She realized she had dropped a tennis bracelet inside, so came back at daybreak Sunday morning to try and get it back.
I came down here and kind of was looking around, and I got inside it.
Uh-huh.
And I have MS, and so it doesn't take much before I start, like, really cramping up and hurting, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I can't get out.
I kind of presume that she got a little dehydrated. Apparently she was in there about 2 hours this morning, and even in the morning light hours, it would still be very hot. It was a metal bin.
The woman told firefighters she
what
stood
was that
on the
noise?
That was the bin opening, I think.
And even said that someone dropped off
a
donation
like
Well, he was trying to get
himself.
Get out of the way, you reporter.
Can we go back a little bit?
Do you have an auto-tune feature? Because that was perfect. That's what she said.
I can go back. Let's see. Yeah.
Kind of a peculiar city.
How close did it far?
Oh, no, not all the way to the beginning.
Where do you want
to
go?
I kind of presume that she got a little dehydrated. Apparently, she was in there about 2 hours this morning, and even in the morning light hours, it would still be very hot. It was a metal bin.
It sounds like a weird car honk or something.
Some transformer. I don't
it was
mean
a metal
like
bin.
I mean like a Shia LaBeouf transformer.
Oh, whoops.
That's classic. I love that.
That was the noise she was making trying to get out.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I thought that was the donation bin opening, you know?
Could have been.
Maybe.
Yeah, could have been.
Like the squeak of, like, was it like a dumpster style donation
bin?
It's
very hot. There are these. It was a metal bin.
I don't know.
there are these donation bins at the Salvation Army down the street from me.
Yeah.
And they say there's a sign outside that says, "Caution. These bins are vandalized nightly by thieves."
Oh.
And I love.
It says that?
Yeah, yeah. I love the use of the word thieves.
Thieves.
Like it's a profession, you know? I'm a musician, you know, and what do you do, Eve?
Writer.
You're a writer, yeah. And what do you do, Will?
I'm a thief.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I thieve things. Like, me and my thief buddies around thieving.
It's like Robin Hood and his thieves come
and,
out.
I know, yeah.
And
it's vandalized nightly. Nightly, every night. I've never seen them there.
It's on a schedule.
I know.
Participate
walk,
in thievery.
At 10 o'clock, they leave,
bins.
And at 11 o'clock, the thieves come and vandalize.
I know, yeah. By those bins to get home, you know, like frequently
do you ever see the thieves?
Do you ever see like Aladdin?
Do you ever see the
and,
thieves?
You know what? I know what's
it's
going
a bunch
on
of people
here
walking around like, oh, they're the thieves. Like,
well, you have a doctorate in thieving, right?
In thieving.
A doctorate? Yes, I have.
They're probably just talking about raccoons. They're always around. You never
there
know.
There actually aren't thieves. They're just, they're
well, you
got to
be careful
tricked
with the Salvation Army.
That's true.
That's true.
They're pretty
yeah,
thieves.
They don't have a gay time on their own, that's for sure.
They ooh don't.
Nobody should.
You know why? Because it's so hard to have a gay time on your own.
It's so hard to have a gay time on your own.
So hard.
All right.
What was that noise?
What's that? Me?
Like that.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you're back to the weird news. All right, last story.
What's next? Last story? You only have three stories?
No, that was it three? No,
it was like four,
four,
yeah.
Okay, don't worry about it.
I'm
we got,
right.
It was like six. We got an hour left.
She's a soprano.
This one,
count.
Here we got, this one comes to us from
and I'm the soprano.
from a place where the kids pool. Here we have toilet water that flows into a children's splash park.
Hold on. Isn't the water park already filled with toilet water?
Pretty much, yeah.
With?
There's a lot of peeing. The backup begins Saturday or Sunday in Grand Traverse County? I'm not sure where that is.
Where the hell is that? What's it called again?
Grand Traverse?
Grand Traverse County?
Is this in Michigan?
That sounds like a made-up place.
Maybe it's Michigan.
Because there's a Traverse City.
He noticed that water was cloudy and tinted and floating debris. And that's what's happening in
that's what debris. You never want to see floating debris in your kid's kiddie pool. But you know what? I mean, I feel like the kiddie pool is the urine pool anyway. Like, why do you even... Like, if I had a kid, I don't think I would ever allow my kid to get in the urine
totally
pool.
Gross.
It's gross.
Derek, that sound clip goes on way longer
it
than
does.
I expected.
It does. It
goes
on
still going. It's good, right? No, it's totally good stuff.
Is it the continuation of all of the... Is it the whole collection?
It's the whole mix, yeah.
Great.
It's everything.
Because we're in sixth grade and now
you know,
we're
no,
we're
and that, I was just about to talk about
like it.
That's the funny thing about, like, farting, like, farting noises. When you were a kid, they were undeniably funny.
And now it's so
and then,
funny.
And
just,
but no, it's funny.
No.
Can I finish?
Oh,
go ahead and freaking finish.
Okay. Shake that bear. So you get to a point in, like, middle school and high school where you're like, That's so juvenile.
Yeah.
It's not funny. Just stupid. And then you go to college. All of a sudden, the funny's back, and it's here to stay.
And it's, yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah.
It's incredible.
You know what also is funny and goes out of funny every now and then, like when you're around the same time? It's people falling down.
No, that is funny.
Well, that depends on how old... It depends on how old they are.
That's true.
Or if they, like me, just fell out of bed one day.
If it's an older person, it's not so funny. But if it's like some like regular like younger person, I'm laughing.
And you see him go, whoop.
Yeah. You know, when you got hurt, I mean, it can be kind of funny.
I laugh when I fall down.
No, it's good.
That would be fun to watch.
When I fall, I was actually around the corner running. Like, I was booking, too. I was getting ready to go on my run. I had my phone in my hand for some reason because I didn't have one of those, like,
I feel like you
bands.
Would squeal. You go...
No, I didn't. I just fell down. I fell down. I wiped out, and I scraped every single, like, piece of skin that could have, like, made contact with the sidewalk. And I just was so embarrassed, but I kind of laughed because I thought it was kind of funny. But it hurt. I'm not going to act like it didn't hurt.
That could hurt, yeah.
There was a very ouchy shower that happened after that.
Ooh, that's got a sting.
It was bad times. I was like screaming in the shower.
Oh, ouch!
It was a lot of money I spent on bandages.
Actually, that is something I did earlier
good song.
Today.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Song.
I didn't have any sausage, but I did scream. I did.
You didn't? I'm sorry.
I did scream in the shower, though.
Why did you scream?
My roommates are out.
Is this something
town,
we want to know?
No, no.
Now you're setting it up. Now it's
my
roommates were out of town.
I know.
In the
it gets better and better.
Nothing
but,
gets you cleaner.
No, I like singing in the shower.
Okay.
But I don't usually do it when my roommates are around because I'm like self-conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just like went all out today though, and I screamed power ballads and stuff in the shower.
Wow, yeah. Power ballads.
Oh yeah, good like
time.
80s. Yeah.
Nice.
Which anyone
is of note?
Like lots of Journey. You know.
All right. Like Don't Stop Believing.
Oh yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
How long was your shower?
I didn't stop believing.
Did you take a 3-hour shower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on to the feeling.
All right, that is the weird news.
That's it.
That's it. Whoa, whoa. Pretty bad.
That's a little lame.
Pretty weak, sorry.
Okay. All right, well, coming up after the break is the highlights of July and the game of the month.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, also, since it is 4th of July... we do have a message from the president I'd like to get to at some point.
Oh, really?
It got sent to us.
Okay.
Play that a little bit later.
All right. Well, I'm ready for that when it's coming.
All right.
All right. After the break, I need more wine.
Yeah. I might need another.
Where's our runner, James?
Gotta talk.
Yeah, right?
Where's he at?
It is muggier than Roxbury.
Wow.
That's a good zing. I like that.
That's pretty good.
All right. Coming up after the break. The game of the month and the July highlights.
Awesome.
Stay tuned. Yeah.
Thank you.
call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today. The Derek and Kay Show.
In the morning, we get up, move ourselves to move something.
Hey, we are back. It is, of course, the Derek and Kay Show.
It is the Derek and Kay Show. And if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can in several ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. And pressing the like button. Follow our handle at dkradioshow on Twitter. Did I say visit our website, dkradioshow.com, already?
I think so.
Okay.
This hates. It's awful.
What?
This heat, it's awful.
It is awful. And lastly, call us at 661-467-2416. If you have a question or a comment. So this is our first July show.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because the last show we did was this weekend.
It
was the 30th of June, which was the show with Melissa Moore, who was nice enough to join us in studio.
Very cool to have her.
Very cool.
Very cool show.
I still haven't finished the book yet, have you?
I have not. No,
it's interesting.
But I'm definitely gonna check it out.
Yeah, so
and I wouldn't say that about many books at all, because I'm not that good with a book. But it's a very smart,
not
interesting.
Good with books.
I'm not good with the books.
What are you? What you really only read books? I really don't know what you mean by that.
Well, I grew up in the country at public schools, and I was fed mac and cheese. So.
I was fed mac and cheese also.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
I feel like that doesn't count.
No, I really
those all seem rather coincidental and circumstantial.
I had teachers that used to call me the pokey little puppy.
I think that's really mean, man.
Yeah.
I think that's the meanest thing ever.
I know, so.
Pretty harsh.
Yeesh.
But yeah. It's okay. I'm reading totally now. Mean. Hey, we got our own radio show.
You're reading
so.
Now. Yeah, now you're big time. You showed them. Anyway, also follow us on Vine. There's no Vine as of yet today, but maybe something
in the
future.
We gotta totally get a Vine for today.
Yeah, I gotta get a Vine for today.
Totally.
Anyway, so now it is July. It's July 4th today. So this month is full of things to celebrate.
Yeah.
It is official National Blueberry Month.
Is it really?
That's what it says.
Okay. How do we, okay.
I don't know.
We don't have blueberries, though.
No, we don't. It's National Anti-Boredom Month.
Okay.
You know what's making me laugh right now?
Pop rock action.
That's awesome. This is very ironic. The next thing that's listed on this website is unlucky month for weddings.
Oh, no. Really? July isn't a good month for that.
I guess not. Not doing that again, I guess.
I don't know about that.
National Cell Phone Courtesy Month, which I'm not really sure what that means.
It means get off your phone.
Get off your freaking phone.
Yeah.
National Hot Dog Month. Does sausage count also?
Hooray! You want it to count.
You want it to count. And it's also National Ice Cream Month, which is fantastic.
That should be every month. Oh, and you forgot one. Like it's National Could Someone Please Get Will a Beer Month.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Where is James?
I'm thinking James Dargan.
James Dargan.
James Dargan.
That is freaking fantastic.
Hey, what you trying to say, Kay?
I love that. So today, July...
James, give me a beer!
Along with being the 4th of July, is also National Country Music Day.
Oh, boy.
Country Music Day? When's that?
Today.
Oh, no
way. Who knew?
America.
America. And it's also National Sidewalk Egg Frying Day.
Yep.
Oh, geez.
I believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting out here, that's for sure.
Has anyone ever tried that?
I fried some eggs this morning. I don't think it works very well, actually, unless you're living in some place like,
do you wanna
like
eat
Tucson
it?
Or something. No.
Exactly. It's just like, hey, look at that. And then he would throw it away.
You know what?
I
think in New Mexico they actually have like some sort of like sidewalk egg frying festival, but I mean I don't think anyone eats them.
It's just like a giant like
frying pan.
Yeah, it's hot there.
I'm kind of ashamed that I know this, but there's a Dave Matthews lyric.
Oh yeah,
that goes because you know in high school it was obligatory to listen to Dave Matthews. I don't know why I'm bringing up high school so much today. But,
interesting. Joe brings it out in you.
Yeah, it's very strange. But
makes perfect sense to me.
All the fart noises, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But no, there's a Dave Matthews lyric. It goes. It was so hot, you could fry an egg. And he doesn't finish the metaphor.
It's
like,
it's
yeah, weird. You could fry an egg anytime, Dave Matthews.
That doesn't make sense, yeah.
You can fry an egg anytime.
That's really
it was so hot, you could fry an egg.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know the rest of the metaphor.
Yeah, he's so lazy, he can't finish the metaphor.
And the rest of my band's just going to make me look better anyway.
Make all my songs sound the same.
That's true. All right. Great. So it's also time for, that means it's a new month, that also means it's time for the game of the month.
Yay!
The game of the month.
So I admit to having just thrown this together because there's really not a lot of time to prepare. There's things happening in people's lives. It's just damn busy, okay? So we're
ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. We're going to do the Apple game once again.
Good times.
So that means I bring a category up, and we go round robin and see how many answers we can get. Legitimate answers, not crap answers. Derek.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Yeah, you totally cheated last time.
I don't even remember if we all played this before. Did we all?
Yeah, we did.
You played this?
Yes,
Will?
I did.
Okay.
Eve was here and everything.
Well, I've never been on
the
show.
Jay.
Jay's the only one who's new.
Okay.
Wait, is this the pie game?
Oh, no.
Well, we're not doing that one again, unless you want to do that one again.
No.
I don't know the Apple.
Because you'll cheat and win again.
I don't think there was winning before.
I don't remember the Apple game.
Everybody wins.
What?
Everybody gets the trophy.
I don't remember the Apple game.
Yes, you do. There's one where we're like non-fruit pies and you're like lemon.
That's the Apple game?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was the pie game.
Could someone please beer me?
James! Where's James?
James! Oh, I could use a beer.
We have to make him come out here. Seriously.
Did we have people listening?
He passed out from the heat.
James Stargan.
What you trying to say, Kay?
That's legitimately be a sound clip.
That is great. We're going to have to record that later.
Is he listening to the show? He's right
I don't know.
Where
is
he?
He should be like here.
He should be right there.
Actually, the beer should be coming through here.
That's right.
That's really what should be happening.
Yeah, you know, if he has to be inside, he could at least be at the window.
Enough of this.
In friggin' wintertime, let me just tell you.
Enough of this noise.
Let me just tell you, there was a spider the size of my fist living here. It was so big that my upstairs neighbors talked about it, because they could see it, like, just right here, just hanging out. And they were like, I saw them, and they were like, do you know that there's, like, the biggest spider in the world living on your porch? And I was like, yeah, I saw that guy. I just never come out here.
It's nice out here.
Yes, it is nice out here.
It's great. I'd be out here all the time.
It's great with the breeze.
Nice with the breeze, isn't it?
It is.
The breeze.
Whatever.
The
one
game
that came
spider
through.
Arachnid, right?
We're playing the spider arachnid game. Well, I
know,
think Will
I just,
has gone into
the first one, so B.
No.
Word for spider, B. Go. No. Jared.
That's not the game we're playing.
Oh, is it? Starts with each letter of the alphabet?
No, it's not like categories.
Oh, okay.
But Will has gone into the kitchen, and now we've should we skip him for the first round?
Yeah, shake that bear.
Well,
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we're going to skip him.
Okay.
Yeah. He'll join in.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
This is going to be good.
Okay, we're going to go round robin, starting with...
Are you playing?
Should I play?
Yeah,
you probably... Is it fair if I play?
No.
Well, you know the things.
I don't know the things.
But
I just,
you know
like,
the categories. You got the categories,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you
made us a category. Oh, Will's
back.
Oh,
Will is back.
With okay.
He's back. It's okay, everyone.
Yeah, it's
okay. So we're going to...
Hey, Will, we're waiting on your answer.
Ah, what? What is it?
We're going to start...
Spider.
Who should we start with? Should we start with you, Derek?
Sure.
Kalish? Okay, that's going around this way, which is...
counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, last time you screwed that up.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Whatever. We're going to start out with the first category. It's Derek's favorite. Marine animals.
you got to be. You do this against me. That's what you do, right?
Marine animals?
I don't know.
What about
Marine
animals.
Wait, let me finish. marine animal.
Yeah, it's part of it, just marine animal. I understand.
With no face.
What?
What?
Came to this one
what
before.
Does that mean?
What? I don't get it.
Wow.
Like a,
okay. I've got a few. I've
three,
got a few.
So
three
good.
Animals with no
few.
Face.
I guess like a one.
This is gonna go. This is gonna go one round and done, right?
I'm laughing so hard.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay. So that's got it. You know what? I don't even remember this from last time. I know we had this category before.
Yeah, we did.
And I'm not gonna remember any of it, which is amazing. I don't know. Does a flounder have a face?
Yes.
Okay, so I get that wrong.
Have you ever seen The Little Mermaid?
No, actually, I didn't.
What?
Oh, I should have had Has Derek seen it? As,
oh, we
as,
could play that
game,
too. Yeah.
That's next time.
Jeez.
Maybe
like
we should do two games this month.
Okay.
Is there a time limit on this, or can I?
Oh, there is a clock. That's
definitely?
Right. I gotta
get
the clock.
Yeah, you gotta get a clock going.
Sorry, I gotta get the clock going.
Yeah, what are you doing?
It's a tense. I think it's a. It's
I think
a tense
you get.
Second.
I think you get a second shot at this now.
Can we start
no.
again?
We didn't start the clock.
All right.
No.
All right, Derek. Go ahead. Marine animals with no face.
Okay.
And a face is, by the way, two
yes.
eyes, a nose, and a mouth.
Is a face.
Yes.
But no eyes.
No eyes.
Okay.
If there's
one
no
has
eyes,
no
it's
eyes
not a
but
face.
A nose and a mouth.
It's a good song. What?
One has no eyes but a nose and a mouth.
A lot of things.
I'll
would.
Tell you.
Really?
I
have one in mind.
A nose? Really?
I don't know if it has a nose.
Yeah.
Definitely
I don't think so, guys.
You know, this is so hard. I don't understand. Like, I don't even.
I got a few. Come on, man.
I can think of three.
Yeah.
Oh,
three.
They're pulling
three.
Already.
Seriously?
Three.
I forget it.
I'm
out of this round. I'm out of this
all
round.
All right, all right.
All right, Mobley.
Sea cucumber.
There you go.
Nice.
Okay.
Barnacle.
Oh, good.
Plankton.
Hmm.
Plankton.
Oh, yeah. No face.
What about SpongeBob?
Starfish.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the easy one.
That has a face.
No, it doesn't.
Which goes back to
you. Yeah, back to you, Jay.
It doesn't have any eyes. It just has a mouth. It's not a face.
Oyster.
Ooh. Oh, oyster. Wait a minute. What happened to Derek?
He's out.
Wait, what do you mean?
He lost on the first round.
No, you got it. Wait, you're out?
Yes,
then?
He's out.
Yeah. I thought you'd get out if you lose a point.
Yes.
No, you don't
and
get out.
And now Will's running out of time.
Yeah, you keep going. You have a chance to get back in.
Oh,
yeah.
All right,
really?
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's her game, so.
Yeah, it is my game.
Wait, this is horrible. I keep getting points. When does this end?
Two rounds, everybody. Everybody gets two chances.
No. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take a nothing on that. Seriously, you guys all had. I don't. I can't. Like,
wait. So, do I have to come up with something other than oyster?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No. Why?
We
just did that.
Wait, was oyster your second?
Yeah, oyster.
Yeah,
oyster. He thought it was his turn.
All right, you're
oyster.
Good.
Yeah. Let's go with crap. I'm blanking. that is far from helpful.
Crap doesn't have
a hydra.
What's a hydra?
Oh, that's bullshit. That's a mythical beast.
No,
what is
that? They reproduce by budding, an aquatic sponge. Either one.
Sponge
works.
Isn't
that a sea cucumber?
A sponge works. No, it's different.
Does the sponge really work?
Fine,
yeah.
Fine.
A sponge works.
Okay, yeah, that works.
Okay.
That works.
Fine, if you don't want to take hydra, sponge it is.
Eve.
Jellyfish.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh, nice.
Anemone.
Ooh.
And that concludes the first round.
Everybody gets 2 points except for Derek.
Actually, I think points are bad.
Points
I'm
are
the
bad.
One who has 2 points,
yeah.
And you guys are
oh, it's like
in
gold.
The clear.
All right, next. Next
oh, geez,
category.
This is so horrible.
Types of deciduous trees.
What?
It's
so,
non-evergreen.
No evergreen trees.
Yeah. Oh.
They lose their leaves.
Oh, ones that...
I'm sweating my balls off out here, by the way.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to do a
swamp ass.
Swamp ass.
Got some serious
out
mud
here.
Butt
sweating
going
my
on.
Balls off. You have that? Daddy, I'm just out here sweating my balls off. I can't believe you have that queued up. That's unbelievable.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, boy, Derek.
That was last week as well.
That was last week, yeah.
Okay, anyway, Derek, types of deciduous trees. This can be easy.
Maple.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, thank you.
Ash.
Nice.
Oak.
Elm.
Ginkgo.
What is that?
Ooh.
It's pretty.
You know, I have an interesting fact about ginkgo.
Do you?
Okay.
Well, sort of.
Yourself.
I don't know if it's actually interesting or more boring than interesting.
I kind
but,
of like, I'm interested.
It's
a nerd.
It's a gymnosperm, which means that it's not.
Is this like a sexual tree thing?
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's like most
12.
I am 12.
So most deciduous trees are angiosperms, which means that their seeds are they're external seeds. They like maples have like the little whirligig guys and all that.
Yeah, they have little helicopters.
Yeah. Oaks have acorns
and all that.
But ginkgo is a gymnosperm, which is like most evergreens. Like a gymnosperm has cones. It has seeds that are on the inside of something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
So ginkgo is a deciduous gymnosperm, and it's kind of unique that way. There's like one other tree that does that.
Ginkgo is the coolest tree ever.
Well, how about that?
Derek, do you have another one?
See, I told you it was boring.
I liked it. Whatever, I liked it.
Okay. That
was fascinating.
Another tree, right? We're talking trees.
Another tree.
This is going to be an elephant tree.
What? What's an elephant tree?
Right?
What is that?
Right?
The ones that look like, you know, the way you get that birch kind of look to it. Oh, birch.
Oh, speaking of, yeah. Oh,
I didn't even know what you're doing.
Come on, I was going to use that one.
Right.
Oh, shit. Now I'm screwed.
You just stole somebody's.
Did someone say oak?
Yeah, that's Professor Oak's already been taken.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
I'm 12 years old.
5 seconds.
Alder.
What?
Yeah, yeah. It's in the ash and birch family.
Is it
alder. Yeah, you can have, like, swamp alders.
Okay.
Things like that.
Swamp ass and alder. Okay.
Hickory.
Dickory.
Duh. No, I think the next word was Christ. Hickory, dickory, Christ.
Go Jesus!
I'm going to go with apple.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Apple tree's good?
I guess that works. Yeah.
Palm.
All right.
Palm deciduous?
Is it?
I don't know, actually.
Uh-oh.
Wait.
Oh.
You don't think
I don't think it
is.
I don't think it's
answer?
Deciduous.
Hold
I don't
on.
Think it is.
Hold on. Let me check the internet.
It's like at the same pitch and everything.
people are going crazy.
Wait, let me check the internet.
Okay, you made a bad mistake, I think.
I might have made a mistake.
A terrible error.
It says flowering plants.
It's a perennial.
Do
they lose their leaves? You know what?
I don't know, actually.
I'm going to take
very big of you.
Shouldn't
it be in the explanation line?
Very big
wait,
of you.
Where?
Like the first line?
Where does it
like
say
up at the
that,
top.
Though?
Up at the top. Like it says, like, palms are such and such.
It says the botanical family of perennial lineas. What's that?
In Google, put palm deciduous.
Oh, yeah. No, they're perennial, right?
Spell,
so that means they die off in the winter.
How do you spell deciduous?
So they are.
D-E-C-I-D-U-O-U-S?
Yeah, something like that.
I think so.
No, D-U-O-U-S. That's what
you know
I said.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Google's going to correct me. I'm, like, too drunk to find it. All right.
Sean Toodle.
Oh, it's not. It's not. I get a point.
Bron Tupisto.
I get a point.
Bo-foofer.
According to Wiki.
Bo-foofer.
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 It's not. It's not.
I
thought
so.
What the hell's going on?
Bo-foofer.
All right.
Bo-foofer.
All right. Next category. All right. Candy shaped like fruit or animals.
Wait.
What?
What?
Oh, my gosh.
What the what?
Oh, come
wow.
on.
This is where Kay really shines. I mean, really. Coming up with this stuff. Wait, candy that's shaped like fruit or animals?
There's one, Kay. That's not fair.
And you're going last, so it's going to get taken.
There's so not one.
I just have to... Okay, candy shaped like... Okay.
Are you Googling it?
No, I don't have internet on this. I don't have internet. chocolate rabbits.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
There you go.
Here's the one I thought existed, gummy bears.
There you go,
yeah.
Gummy bears.
And here was the one that came to mind for me, those Welch's grape snacks.
Wait a minute, what?
They're shaped like bunches of grapes.
Oh, okay, sure.
Very, very well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought this would be taken, but Swedish fish.
Oh, yeah!
Wow!
Those gummy cherry things.
Oh, pfft.
Those
you totally stole my answer
and
just assigned it to a different fruit. those gummy orange things. Those gummy lemon things.
That was the first thing I thought of. Those little gummy cherry things are
cute. Okay. Shark bites.
What are those?
What?
Yeah. No, I know what he's talking about.
That's good. That
works. Yeah. Those are.
Oh, man. It's the watermelon Sour Patch.
Oh, yeah.
I think that works. Yeah.
Yeah.
I once had fruit snacks that were shaped like...
Oh, sure. You once had.
Well, we got candy.
Actually,
candy category.
Many times,
does that count
actually.
As candy?
It's totally candy.
It is candy.
It's totally candy.
That's totally candy.
Just because it comes in a bag. It's still candy.
It was shaped like the characters from SpongeBob SquarePants, which would include a starfish, a squid, a sponge, and a crab. Man, that feels good.
Okay.
That's a winner chicken dinner.
I'm sorry. We have to pull back the curtain a little bit because Derek has picked up my... Well, those are like... They're rocks. They're like an odor-removing like volcanic ash rock. So, but it's I put them out
why,
here because
why are
they...
Why on the porch? What odor do you have to remove out here?
They're cat litter. They're on
Did you not hear about her swamp ass?
Oh, that's right.
Swamp ass. They're on the porch because the sunshine... recharges them. It takes the odor away from. It's like
this
some
sounds
sort of
like the
electron
most...
charge that they works like that. Like
this sounds like the most hopeless hippie bullshit.
No, it works. It works awesome.
Someone had these in our
some
hallway.
New age.
Yes.
Some,
yes.
I saw these
some
in the
new
hallway.
Age hippie
yes.
sold that to you at
yes.
a fish concert.
No, they're from the container store. They're awesome.
I thought this might have been candy.
No,
you get those
not.
In Ithaca,
candy.
San Francisco.
No, I got them right here. In the Boston.
We all know Californians are a little woo-hoo.
Okay.
Align
Maine,
right
maybe?
Enough.
Vermont?
Align the quartz crystal with the
Burlington.
All right. Now you're making fun of me.
And that concludes round two.
Wait, no,
did you get your palms?
No, I
did you get your palms red?
Oh, I'm
you
sorry.
Bottom?
Okay. Never mind. Sorry, go ahead.
Runt.
Okay, so I was
are you?
Say,
how do you spell that?
Runt.
Ooh.
Wait, you jumped ahead of me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Eve.
Wait, how do you spell that, though?
Now you can't
say
runt.
I was going to say
no, you weren't.
Wait, how do you spell that?
Yeah.
No.
They're not shaped like anything.
Never mind.
It's like the most indiscriminate shape
was,
on the planet.
I was trying
like,
to give.
I was
going to
say
to give
is
a,
those
cheap,
like
but...
citrus, you know, wedges like
the gummy wedges.
The citrus like the lemon and the
wait,
orange.
That's totally the
slices.
Same as the Sour Patch
slices.
Kids.
No,
not
no,
the
they're
Sour
like
fruit slices.
Fruit slices. There you go.
I got it. Not you.
Got it. When did you get it?
Just now. I just said what it is.
What do you mean just now?
You were describing it and I got it.
Yeah.
Don't
thank
I get
you.
The point? Oh, no.
Give Eve his answer. I don't know.
It's okay. You get it. It's all right. All right.
I was just.
You got it. You got it. Don't worry about
I'm
it.
I'm a little
okay.
bit of a sucker. So, runt.
Oh, yeah. How do you spell that?
And she loves
runt.
Sausage.
I do love sausage.
A little bit
R-U-N-T-S,
of a sucker.
R-U-N-T-S. Runts.
What food, what animal or fruit are they?
They're
resemble
like all fruit.
Different fruits. There's yeah. one that's shaped like a banana. There's one that's shaped like an apple.
Did, I
one.
Do remember these, actually.
Did you ever experience, like the kid who really didn't like the banana runts? Like
yeah.
gave away
yeah.
all the banana
oh,
runts?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's most kids.
That was
yeah,
me. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I
thought that was
and
me.
I was the kid who, like, mooched the banana runts off
oh,
you.
Oh, like those?
You know,
I can
of,
see
yeah.
why people would think that the banana one's the one that's most chemical-like.
Right, yeah. Well,
but,
it is.
You know,
it does taste surprisingly unnatural.
Right.
Are they really surprising?
Yeah, totally
no.
I do have a question, though.
Totally effectively
yeah.
unnatural.
If I had said jelly beans, would that have worked? Because is a bean a fruit or?
Huh.
A bean or? Is not a fruit.
No, but it is an animal.
It's a legume,
okay,
so
yeah.
it wouldn't have come in, but it would have been an answer that was appreciated. First value.
Okay.
All right, next category. Blue foods.
Blue.
Blue.
Fantastic. Okay.
All right.
Blueberries.
That's the obvious answer.
Oh, no. Oh, man. I'm,
Oh.
I'm stymied.
I know one.
Oh, yeah. I'm, I'm totally drowning here. Let's see.
Uh-oh, he's in the tunnel.
Wait, any kind of food, right?
Any kind of food.
I mean, what about that blue Gatorade?
Sorry, food. Does that count?
I don't think that counts.
Food,
I'm sorry, guys.
I don't know.
I'll take a point.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You're gonna give it? No.
Oh yeah. No. I'm.
Oh, okay.
He's out.
I couldn't think of anything.
I know plum is its own color, but plums are kind of blue.
Wait, are they blue?
They're purple.
Because it's closer to purple.
They're so purple.
I think it's
kind
of purple.
Okay, point to stop saying purple.
I'll think of something else.
It's so bitter.
I'll think of something else.
They're kind of yellow on the inside, too.
Stop
buzzing
me.
That's like as far as you can get from blue.
I hate everybody.
Is that it for you?
No!
Listen, if I'm going
a chance
down,
to name
you
something.
Down, too.
No, this isn't a suicide pact. I get a chance to answer this.
No one's going lower than me, though. I already got two.
Okay, so how much time do I have? Not much, right?
What time's up on that?
What? Yeah, I thought you had X amount of time to name something. You didn't just
get
one
wrong.
Guess.
No, you get it wrong, right?
Christ alive.
No.
Fine, move
okay.
on.
Yeah. All right,
look at this
way. Blue corn.
Damn it, that was what I was going to say.
Oh, nice.
Damn it.
Chip.
Blue food.
No.
It's your category, Kay.
Well, I haven't thought of answers for all of these things. What's that alcohol? Curacao?
I was just thinking about
is
that.
Is that a food? That
no.
Count? Is that a food?
If Jay couldn't do.
Yeah, it's the Gatorade. I already took a point for that.
What about M&M?
Although
you are so out of time.
I kind of took a point of my own volition. If you wanna like,
all right,
you
I'm
know.
Taking a point. I'm taking a point.
Okay.
Good. Good. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, it is good.
All right, last category. This is a fun one.
No,
right.
we didn't go around twice.
Oh, shit. All right, go ahead. So that's cussing up a storm.
Okay.
It's last week.
Because I actually have one of mine now.
Was this the last show?
What's that?
Is this the last show?
This is the last show ever.
No. That's the last show for today.
We're going to do one on Sunday, right?
That is true. We're going to do one on Sunday.
So insane.
It's great, though, isn't it? Yeah, I'm going to go with the Italian ice blue flavor.
Oh, yeah, the blue, like, slushy thing. All right.
I mean, I'm just as stuck as I was before. So. Let's see.
I totally have one.
You know, they make those blue potatoes. They're like, yeah? You ever come across those with like the red, white, and blue potatoes? Which is very appropriate for the 4th of July.
Giving you that. 4th of July. Very good.
Okay. The blue agave.
Huh?
It does have blue in the name, but it's not...
Is that blue?
Is it
not
blue?
Entirely
I don't
blue.
Know if it's
it is blue.
Okay.
Why would they just call it blue arbitrarily?
Blue works. It says blue.
Okay, you want another
well,
one?
I mean, they call it the
How
blue.
How about a blue crab?
Good.
Or a blue lobster?
I think that's good.
Mother. Yes.
I think it's good.
I'll go with blue candy.
All blue candy? Are you kidding me?
Corner the market.
You know, the little, like, a blue nerd. How
about
that?
Oh.
All right.
Or blurred.
So I can say, like, blue jelly beans? Is that cool?
No. This
what?
Will go on forever.
Starlight
yeah,
Mints.
Yeah, I think.
What?
Well, it's
Starlight
the
Mints.
Last answer. Of the
Starlight Mints?
Yeah.
What flavor is that?
Blue.
Say that again.
Blue.
No, I don't think so.
Is a mint a food?
There's no blue ones.
Yeah, mint is a food. Why is it not a food? How is it not a food?
I don't know about that. Should we vote on this one? What do you got there?
Would you call pepper a food?
It's a dentine ice. It looks a little blue to
looks
me.
Looks blue. Dentine ice. How about that? Is that a good answer?
I don't know.
It's not a food.
It's not
I'll
blue.
Go with, I'll All right. Go with your first thing.
What is the first thing I forgot?
Whatever you
say. What?
Blue jelly beans.
Okay. Blue jelly beans. Blueberry jelly beans.
I don't know. Should we vote on that?
Is there a vote?
Will says no. I'm going to go with no
that's
also.
It's a lot of thumbs down.
No.
All right.
No.
What's going on behind me? Oh, yay. Thumbs up. All right.
Sausage. Sorry. I like...
Holy shit, come on.
All right. I'll take a point.
All right. Well, we're tied. Does that mean?
I got three.
Oh, wow.
How did I have three?
You're in the ass end.
All right. Last category.
Thank goodness.
Sex toys.
Okay. Okay.
Starting with you.
I'm going to go, wow, where's my...
I know you have
where's,
a whole host of things
where's
in,
my
your,
list?
In your pocket.
That's right. No one's going to take me on this
no
one.
No one's going to touch Derek.
Wait, I should save one. Actually, you know
why?
What? I shouldn't just throw an easy
and
one.
And you're out of time.
Seriously.
Really?
I'm going to go with...
He's trying to do an easy one, though.
Dildo.
That is
okay.
easy.
Okay. Great. Dildo.
How about that?
Beads. Like the butt
anal
beads.
Yes. More detail, please? Okay.
So
okay.
gross.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the vibrator.
Vibrator.
The vibrator.
I don't even know how you have
see,
audio
what?
For that.
What?
I can't hear you. I can't hear you over the vibrato.
The vibrato. The breeze feels good, by the way.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the breeze you're feeling.
All right. I guess I'll go with a...
Oh.
Like a leather whip? Is that okay?
A whip.
Oh. A whip totally works.
Accessories.
A whip is workable.
I'm going to go with the silken squeal.
Damn you!
What is that?
That sounds very specific, guys.
Okay.
It's a cunnilingus-type sex toy. That like it's a wheel where like the tongues keep going round and round.
Yeah.
You seem to be really into cunnilingus.
You know what? It's Derek's fault.
Da 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 da.
I don't. It's a separate game.
He's bringing up the toy, the silken squeal toy.
You guys don't know about this other game that we have.
Silken squeal?
Silken squeal.
Silken squeal.
It's a wheel of tongues. It's like 1,000 cat tongues that spins around.
It's like a hand lion. Silken? I'm not getting the first word. What is it? It's silken?
Yeah, I don't know what that actually means.
What's a hand lion?
Yeah, please, dude.
I don't think I could possibly describe.
I'm lying.
It was something I just picked up last night from watching a show, watching an episode.
I thought you were going to say at the store.
You should use that for your next answer. Is that the sound of it? Is that the sound of it?
I don't know.
That's all. Wow.
So there's this other game that we play that's called Car Part or Sex Toy. So that's where that came from.
It's time for Car Part or Sex Toy.
But that's not what we're playing now.
No, we're not playing. Right. We're playing Apple Game.
Okay, all right. Good times. So is it my turn
it's
now?
Your turn.
You've gone well over time.
No, we just got derailed for a little bit. I'll play the clock though.
Go ahead.
I'll play the clock though. There it is.
Still gonna play that clock.
I'm going to go with...
almost getting too drunk to play this game, by the way.
Not my favorite, really?
Yes.
Maybe me too. I'm going to go with just the good old butt plug.
You
ooh, ooh. Very, very nice. He's gone dildo and butt plug.
Yeah.
He's a traditionalist.
Oh, my butt plug.
You know what? I'm going easy so I can pull off the hard ones.
The hard ones.
Whack-a-dish-whack-a-dish-do.
Okay, man, let's see.
Mobley.
Thanks, Kate Paterson.
Thank you.
The rabbit.
The rabbit pearl?
Yeah.
Good times.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that go into the category of vibrator?
It is a vibrator, but
it's a very...
It's a
world unto itself, Eve. You know, if you haven't experienced
it. I haven't experienced it. I'd like to experience it.
It's not exactly
I don't know if that's all marketing, though. Like, if it's really just a vibrator and like, they're just trying to get you to think that it's the rabbit.
I'll
it's like a whole different thing, you know?
After I try it.
Sometimes I like to lick the sides.
I don't know. Will.
Oh, a gag.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm.
Wait, who had the last... Did you have the whip? Who had the whip?
That was Eve.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
The sausage himself. So,
yes.
The sausage king himself.
I haven't had any sausage fish.
Neither have I.
It takes two, baby.
I was going to say something like, you know that big kind of latex suit, the big that you have to wear, but...
What?
That you have to.
Is this like that scene in Naked Gun where he says, "I practice safe sex," and they wear like these hazmat suits?
I don't have anything to do with this.
No, just,
okay, what
I'll
else does he have
stuff.
To do?
Nothing. I don't have anything to do with this.
Oh yeah.
Unless you had one.
I was gonna say, I'm getting a lot of help here, but I was going to say flashlight.
Say what?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I still didn't hear you.
The inverse dildo.
The fleshlight.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right.
All right, and finally.
Thank goodness.
Finally.
I don't know why anyone hasn't said this. The hand. How is it not a sex toy? Come on.
Because it's used for other things.
Does that really count?
I feel like 90% of what you do with your hands is not
like a product
sex
toy. Like that's telling a kid,
Well,
hey, why don't you go play with your hand?
I mean, that's not...
Actually, you probably shouldn't say that.
All right, do you want a real answer then?
Yes, please do.
Cock ring. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Oh. Wow, that was a...
And I'm surprised no one said handcuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, is the game of the month.
Thank goodness.
The game of the month.
All right, the standings are... Kay somehow has 3 points.
Kay Patterson.
Derek has 2 points.
Derek Kalish.
Shane will have 1 point.
We don't have names.
Sorry.
The winner is Eve.
The winner is?
Eve.
Wow.
Eve, come here.
Wow, well done. I don't.
Very good.
Wow. I'm impressed. I don't even know what to say that.
I don't know what to say either.
I almost want to like check the scores again, but okay.
Do you trust that he won?
You have to go back and listen to that again.
He's a winner. Is it because of the lemon thing, the lemon pie thing?
I feel like if any listeners at home are keeping score and they came up with a different score, they should call in.
That's true.
Because we haven't heard from anyone.
How's that switchboard? Are people in the chat room anything?
There's nothing going on in the switchboard right now.
I guess people do things on the 4th of July.
I guess so.
People are doing other things. Yeah. Anyway, after the break, we're going to take a break. Now, it's the hot topics of the week.
Oh, perfect.
So, hot topics. Please stay tuned for that.
Awesome.
Okay. So hot out here, by the way.
It is pretty hot.
Oh, I'm cussing all over the place.
Wow, watch this.
We're going to have to edit this afterward.
We might have to do a little bit of that.
It's the wine. I'm drinking too much wine.
It's good. No, I'm on my third beer, believe it or not.
Nice.
The show's good, though.
The show is good.
It's getting good.
All right.
As
getting,
you like to say.
It's getting good right now. All right. Hot topics after we come back.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hooray!
Wow, we ended that right on the there on the snot, right?
Yes.
Wow, timing.
It is pretty.
Timing.
Close.
Timing. So that seemed good, right? How was that?
That was good.
It was fun, right?
Yeah.
It was good stuff.
Yeah.
I think this will go down as a good show.
We did a show.
Although you never said anywhere in the show that it's finally getting good.
Oh, no.
So I don't know. That means
it was always good.
It was always good.
Yeah.
It was always strong.
Yeah. Sometimes it starts off weak and then it gets good.
Then you have to say that. Okay.
Yeah.
I just never knew when that comes up. But I do know when you say it, it's got to be good.
The show's getting good.
Finally getting good. I'll listen to those. Those I will listen to.
You got to listen to last week. It wasn't that bad.
All right. Maybe I'll listen to it tomorrow.
I know it's painful.
Before I listen to this one.
Okay.
I know an hour into it, I'm going to be like, I got to walk out of here. But the headphones are going to be on. I'm just going to be walking away. Can't even walk away.
Oh, do you want in on Chipotle?
Huh.
Last week when we went there, they were out of guacamole and cheese.
Whoa, wait, what?
We fucking had to go to the one in Brookline.
You said, I'm sorry, we're not going to.
Yeah.
That's, you know. That's,
we walked out.
That is not right. What are these Mexican places? So were you with us? Someone was talking about, so they ran out of guacamole. A Mexican place should never run out of guacamole.
No, they should keep that on like a tap.
Someone was telling me, I don't remember who it was. Was that some place, a Mexican place? It might have been in an airport. Correct me if I'm wrong.
What?
And they were out of salsa.
What?
That can't happen at a Mexican place.
It can't. I mean, if you're a Mexican place, you should have salsa.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, sorry.
Guacamole. Cheese,
yeah. It'd be like, oh, we're out of cheese.
Oh, really?
Tortilla.
Yeah, tortilla. Beans. And sour cream.
Sour cream.
Yes.
Absolutely.
These things you should not run out of. Meat, I'm okay with that. Running out of meat?
Yeah.
So, okay. Running out of vegetables, sure. Oh, yeah, okay, whatever. But you know what?
I guess so. I'm
guacamole,
okay with that.
You should always have.
No, yeah, you can't. You're not a Mexican place then. I'm sorry.
No.
No, it's not. I was really pissed. Sometimes Anna's, they used to run out of vegetarian rice. They're like, oh, we don't have any vegetarian rice. I mean, I guess.
Do they cook their rice with chicken stock? Is that a thing?
Yeah, they do.
Oh. Yummy.
So,
I like that.
It must mean that it's probably a good 10 years I've probably eaten that. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, you probably were eating a lot of stuff.
I'm sure.
I'm sure you're eating a lot of fish sauce.
What's that?
I'm sure you eat a ton of fish sauce. Fish sauce is so good.
It sounds
Don't
horrible
hate.
To me. How's it going?
It's good.
Oh, we're off.
Yeah, we're off.
That's the end of the show. Anyone say anything funny?
No.
I wasn't really following this that much.
I was trying to get in there.
It's going
to
be fun times.
He's still in the chat room.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're going to check the show is over? Or are you just listening?
Okay.
All right. Well, I think I got to go to Chipotle because I got to, like...
Okay.
I got to... The day.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, you've had a long day.
Yeah, and tomorrow is going to be long, too.
Yeah, it's the start of the work week yet again.
I hate it.
Yet again.
Yes,
busy
again.
Weekends.
Yes, lots of busy weekend action.
We do need to get down with a cocktail, like you said.
Yes, on a weekday.
Yeah.
Like after work.
That would be really great.
At Brasserie Joe.
Some cheese.
Yes.
Like you say.
Yes.
It could be a show meeting, quotes
it's
I'm doing.
Totally a show meeting.
And
I don't know why we're not doing it.
We'll take notes for like maybe 5 minutes before the
It'll put
drinks
on the,
get
the
there.
The show charge card.
There we go. We have one of those?
No.
You got that one?
No.
How come I'm not on that account? It's both of our names, goddammit.
All right, should I stop the tape?
All right, let's stop the tape.
All right, you gotta go to Chipotle.
Gotta go, okay.
All right.